Welcome to the ministry of Reverend David Edigenfi. Reverend David is the founder and president of Kingdom Mystery Center Worldwide. He is an end-time apostle mandated to raise matured sons of God who will explicitly manifest their identity in Christ. Reverend David has a dynamic music ministry and is the author of Dangers of Wrong Marriage. His strong passion for soul winning has fed Jesus for All Missions, an evangelistic crusade ministry. Now listen to Reverend David Edigenfi.
Why I must belong to a local church, attend regularly, and be deeply involved. We under that topic, I started talking to you about why I must come to church always. When you come to church, what is happening right here, right now, you have no idea what is happening. And this morning, I want to continue on why I must come to church always. Why I must come to church always. It's a good thing to be in church. So you see how powerful coming to church is. Some of you think that for the pastor to call you and lay hands on you, that is when you have encountered power. The fact that you are here, you are in the midst of power.
Have you ever
seen somebody who is happy in a church? And one day gets upset, Pastor, I'm happy, oh, I want to stop the church. I'm too happy. Pastor, have you seen some before? Anybody wants to stop church, hates something, is angry, is not happy about something. And all these things are the fact that these things are manifestations of Satan's works. It is Satan that will let you be angry, will hate, will dislike, will be bitter. So the moment you see this thing, then you know that Satan has an agenda of getting you from what is blessing you. You can never see somebody. Pastor, I'm sorry, where do you? People say, be giant, they don't know. Yeah, love. I'm sorry, they don't know. Hey, have you seen some before? So it is only the devil that will let a person stay away from church. It is only the devil.
I don't like.
One day I told her, I said, can I buy your ice cream? I said, no, my daddy, I'm in pill. I'm in penny, I'm in. I said, hey, open your med. You must like. So you will realize that God will never be the one working in you to go away. One day, Jesus was having church service with his congregation. And then all of a sudden, he checked the pastor's seat like I'm checking the pastor's seat. And he saw that one pastor's seat was empty. Then he asked, where is Judas?
Hey, now Judas, when?
He has left the church.
Where?
You have a service.
Ah,
Jesus was with his disciples.
Now yes,
Judas was gone. What was he going to do?
And then
he was going to betray Jesus.
Now yes,
something evil had entered his heart.
When
you read the Bible says, and Satan entered into the heart of
Judas.
Something evil has entered his heart. It was after something evil, look for that scripture for me, after something evil entered the heart of Judas. That was when he started staying away from church. That was when Jesus would meet his disciples and you will never find Judas around. You may be a fine man. Fine jacket.
Chief usher.
Nice person. You are a pastor. By the time you realize, it can even start like this. That you are so busy with something out there that you can't come to church. Sometimes it is not like something has hurt you inside
though.
But something is pulling you outside. John 13, 27. And after the Sabbath, Satan entered into him. Then said Jesus unto him, that thou dost do quickly. Jesus saw Satan enter, because sometimes when we are preaching, one day, last week I was there and a church member called me.
Last week, now me want to show you, baby friend.
I said, why are you not coming to church?
No, besides, nothing. I'm sorry.
He said, I've been told you, I've been preaching with my problem. I said, me.
And no, see, I catch you. I said, what the me how no? Eh, I can't.
Are you John 3:16?
I then we are John 3:16.
He said, no.
And I'm saying,
it's not true.
And I'm saying,
I said, I have plenty. The message I've been preaching, point one, point two. I was telling Reverend, I said, I have about 36 points to preach. I've not finished. I'm come to use you.
And I'm saying, I'm a summer. I am a young who says, some babe can me reimpose on me the word.
It is only Satan that will let you see something that must save you as something that is destroying you.
And
you're
born some pet and a idea was said, a dear or cheer a brown or man who said, a dear no mom the best sell.
Judas was a fine church member.
Oh, not Judas, so you're
sorry,
but come on,
nice guy.
No, your branch said, come
to the point that pastor looked at Judas and said, Judas, I want you to be the treasure of this church. And Judas became the treasure of Jesus' church. So what happened? How come a whole treasure like Judas can just get into that situation? Pastor, I don't like the way my pastor has been preaching. You know how to preach. When I go to this church, the way they preach is nicer than this one. Have you been to a church before? Your pastor woke up at night, knelt down before God. Tell me what to tell the people. And God has given your pastor a message. His preaching says it's not nice. It doesn't matter. You can be the bishop's wife. One day you can tell the bishop, I won't come to church. I don't want to come to church. You don't have any good reason. To stop the church, you don't have it. You don't have it.
Uni.
The church.
Sorry.
Hey. When Jesus came.
Pray Yesu bae no.
After first miracle.
Ne sentue ni dikai etue no.
He formed a church.
Ena otse sorry.
He went to the seashore.
Okopua no.
Gave a command.
Ena ode ohyen
se bae. The Peter caught plenty fish.
Ena Peter echi insomunan bebre.
Stop this one and follow me.
Ena si jejuma we ne be di mechi.
He started gathering people to start a church. Why? Is it for offerings? Do we do church because of offerings? It's a poor thinking for you to think it is offering because you do church. Very poor. Any pastor who is doing church because of offering is a very useless person. One of the jobs to do to be very poor is to be a pastor. I'm telling you, all things being equal, is to be a pastor. talking about being a pastor, correct pastor. You become, look, you become poor. You don't know. What if it is January? Come and see rent that I pay. Come and see school fees I pay. Come and see the things I pay. So that I can pay my children and they'll be staying home.
Say January so I show school fees I am it here. Me to me to
you
now me me mad dear crime in here. No
no. You don't know. It is not for offering. It's not for tithe. It's not for your tithe.
And then to you show do
it. It's an important thing for the church to be there and for you to be part of a church. The church actually is God's wisdom. The church is God's wisdom. God sat down, thought about the wisest way to save people, and then he established a church. It is not a human idea. Yes. That is why when Jesus came, he was always with his disciples.
Always.
He was with them. Preaching here. The church is not the building.
The ecclesia
is the gathering of the saved ones. Let's look at the scripture. Isaiah chapter 2.
Isaiah,
the verse number 2. Look at what the Bible says.
And
it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be exalted or shall be established in the top of the mountains. And shall be exalted above all hills. And all the nations shall flow unto it. All the nations shall flow unto it. And what would they say? The next verse. And many people shall go and say, come ye and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us, number one, his ways, and we will walk in his path. For out of Zion, out of the church, shall go forth the law, the power, the anointing, the grace of God, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem.
Now, do you want to be boom? Now, one can say, Bessina Yanko, a radibi posso, Yanko Yakob, Yanko Pony Fee, now Obetre, Yanquine, Nayanante, and one now quine, so now Zion, and now Emra, and a radi assem, every free Jerusalem Abba.
The verse number 4. And he shall judge among the nations. And shall rebuke many people. And they shall beat their swords into their pouches. And their spears into their prone hooks. Nations shall lift up sword against nations. Neither shall they learn war anymore. Then the verse number 5 says, O house of Jacob, come ye and let us walk in the light of the Lord. I thought you would clap your hands.
Hallelujah.
What a scripture. Come and let us walk in the light. The Bible says in the end time, one of the things that will be exalted. When something is exalted, everybody begins to see true of us. Have you realized that people like saying that? And I'm sorry, Abu. Baby, I'm sorry. Connie, be sorry. Baby, I'm sorry. The Bible, God, by his prophet, Isaiah has said that in the last days, churches will be everywhere. As I'm talking to you right now, 1 million people in Iran, Islamic nation, have given their life to Christ and have been baptized this year. Iran, whilst the war is going on, whilst all this confusion are going on, go to China. People are giving their life to Jesus. Go to Pakistan, Kyrgyzstan,
Afghanistan.
Go and see. Churches everywhere. Jesus is dominating everywhere. Jesus is ruling everywhere. Jesus is in charge everywhere. Jesus everywhere. For in the last days, I will exalt my house above all. and it is happening.
Na esi.
You can't stop the move of God.
Hey,
I say you cannot stop the move of God. He is the builder of his church. He is the captain of his army. He is the Lord of hosts. He is the commander. He is in charge. He is the builder and the raiser. Ah,
you cannot stop.
You can't stop the move of God.
To me and sing, I made you my dear no coin.
So, do you know the strategy of Satan?
And to name your brother, someone show you.
Satan has started creating a lot of false churches, false antichrist churches.
And also, I shall say, and sorry, I'm free. Amen.
A lot of churches are misbehaving, a lot of churches are doing things which are not from God.
Sorry, baby,
just to destroy the name of the good ones.
Senior won't be say, I'm sorry, Papa.
But you know the beautiful thing about that one? In the midst of darkness, that is when you see the beauty of light. That is when you see the beauty of light. When everybody thinks all churches are not doing well, then you realize that the good ones are rising. They are rising. They are rising. Oh, he is the builder. He is the builder. Jesus is the builder of his church. Jesus is the builder. The devil cannot stop the move. I'm telling you.
Oh, bro, someone to me sing. I mean, you may dear no crying.
He can't.
Oh, to me.
Let's see some of the things that happened to us. Why I have to be in church? You must be there.
But, I was so quite sorry.
The disciples were with Jesus.
No,
and they were together.
Yes,
always.
Yes,
always.
Yes,
always.
No, only yes,
soon
now.
One day, Jesus went for a camp.
Now, could yes, you call camp?
Jesus went for Protos camp.
Or called Protos camp.
And 5,000 men.
And a member and Pimunum
were with him.
And we
he dies.
No
food, no water.
And journey in your own soul.
People were seated hearing the word of God. Hearing the word of God.
Oh, Tina Miasem.
It is not today we are doing camp meeting.
And yet, and I hear you come.
Jesus did it.
Yes, so I brace you or yeah.
One day he did all night. Do you know where he did the all night?
Oh, yeah, all night. Tuni baby or yeah, no.
You have been having all night in the auditorium. Jesus,
oh, so
did
sorry,
all night on the sea.
Yes,
the
so
ship.
All night. I will cook to him, I will put so.
Why? Let me just get straight into this thing. Let me just get straight into this thing. We've spoken about many of them. But let me start with this one. Because this month is a month of Jesus' peace. Yes, it's a month of Jesus' peace. If you are celebrating, you can celebrate
him.
The most important thing, you see, with your walk with God, is the peace of God. The peace of God is a preservative
of
the righteous heart and the righteous mind. The Bible says that. Let the peace of God keep your mind and your heart. The peace of God is what gives you stability in chaosity. Peace is not relevant when there is calmness. When we talk about peace, we are not talking about stillness. When we talk about peace, we are not talking about stillness.
Say ye kasafo asumujen hua, and ye se bibi atai din and hua semniye.
But when there is chaosity,
nemo braba sabasa yo.
When there is trouble everywhere,
bra or how em kosu be
instability, but yet your confidence and courage. It's so strong. Why? Because there is something in you that does not give you inner disturbance. For example, like a lion sleeping, and a mouse is passing. Or better still, a lion is sleeping, and a cat is passing. You just do this.
And
close the eyes and go away. But when a mouse is sleeping and a cat is passing,
chairman,
by the time the cat get there,
you
see, in this end time, If there is anything that is very relevant, it is the peace of God. Jesus says something. He said, my peace, I leave you. My peace, I leave you. He said, not as the world giveth. But, you see, the world's peace is different from the peace of God. Because if the world peace has never been peaceful, it always breaks things into pieces rather. Look at the UN. The UN was established for peace. But right now, I'm talking to you. They are creating a lot of troubles. Creating a lot of troubles. Israel has been bombed by Hamas. Just come out and say, Hamas, you didn't do well. Hamas, why did you do this? We condemn her today.
And
they have never said it. And they are saying that Israel, why
Israel.
Is Hamas? I know they don't know why Israel is beating Hamas.
I said, Omo nim nearby Israel Ebo Hamas.
The peace of God and the peace of men are not the same. And one of the ways to walk in the peace of God, one of the places to encounter the peace of God, is to attend church always. Pastor, this one is in the Bible. You will be shocked. I say you will be shocked. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 33. Why I must come to church? For God is not the altar of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches of the saints. So in the church, the peace of God. There are people that come to church. When they are coming to church, the trouble in their heart, the worry in their heart. But they come to church,
and
the first song that is sung, realize that everything is gone. The peace of God is transmitted properly when we come to church. Why must I be in church? So this one is what, point number 9 or what? How many points have I given you so far? Hello? How many points so far? 8. So this one is 9. All right. So number 10, God expects us to come together. God expects us to come together. Why must that come together? Because God, Sunday morning, God will be expecting you. Sorry, by force.
Church is not compulsion.
May patch say God really pass how you're born again. Because born again, so I'm born again. And to say, yeah, you were free or cramming soup, yeah, they were back or dying soup. See, I bet to pass it or cramming every ra, and a baby, and I'm a boy. But you bet to swallow in my okay. I'm very sorry, my Nigerian brothers. The most dangerous thing in this world is for you to be a pastor's son.
And he said, obey a suffer bar.
It's for you to be called or be invited by somebody to church without anything. Is for you to be active, playing drums, doing things in the church. Most of the time, those people, they are not born again and they don't know. Because they are active in the church, they think they are okay. It is very important that we preach, and after preaching, we give people chance to give their life to Jesus always. Otherwise, they would die and go to hell. One of my daughters was telling me something this morning. Preach something. in 1 Corinthians 14, the verse number 26. 1 Corinthians 14, the verse number 26. How is it then? How is it then, brethren, when ye come together, every one of you had a psalm, had a doctrine, had a tongue, had a revelation, had an interpretation. He said, let all things be done unto edification. Now, my focus is, how is it then that when you come together, for God to say like this, that means that God is expecting you to be in church. It's not optional. If you say you believe in Jesus, you must be where Jesus is. Two of us. Hello, two of us. You must be where Jesus is. Did Jesus go to church? Hello, did Jesus go to church?
Yes,
sorry.
Yes,
so for me, they believe.
If you don't know,
then offering and I saw them.
Then I'm reminding
so
you.
So if Jesus went to church,
say, I saw them near your friend, and then I used to call. I saw
you. Hear me?
See, amen.
Church is not a scam.
I saw you in
I say it again. Church is not a scam.
I saw you away and you
but the forces that are making you believe is a scam, that one is a scam from hell. The social media that is making you believe church is a scam, that one is a scam.
Social media na ema wuji di se asori ye na dam e sa social media ni mo na na da.
That friend of yours that is telling you that church is a scam, that friend, she or he is a scam.
Sayon kona ema wuji se asori ye na da no sayon koni mo na ye na da.
I don't say that there are not bad things in the church. Let me tell you the truth. If you enter any church and you don't see any bad thing there, it is not a church.
Occupied by human beings.
With
different backgrounds
coming together. One day, ubeja, aye normal. Brana unim na bonti na ribo no. Ubeba no tia. Because yari ayare forward. Wamu kwa yari sa ewo parliament house. Wamu kwa yari sa ewo hospital. Eti di ohi oti eno. So baba tu so ti baby on kwaji e wose wa me pa cho money how say sister minimum I am say no ha e be a hand say oba oni be bia ko aya there is nowhere we will receive the person here na go my no papa no oba
sick man coming
walk up here sir. But na go pray we say go parliament
and he tells
parliament
parliament.
It is over to say, Wobi, I say not your son, them and say,
see,
yes, sir. They can praise the Lord, say, pay the law, pay ultimate cassa, sister, my boom fool.
Don't your son want
a hand of else over.
It's the money. This is where he belongs.
Nano Mikoy, you cry, Miko simple one, Mihusa,
I met
sister, Mihusa,
I met this man a simple one. Do you know how I got here?
Give somebody chance to become what God wants him to become. Don't sack people with your mouth.
And
he takes the foolish things of this world. We have a story to tell. All of us, we have a story. And your man, where you wanna, you got a guy and Kakaka, so then you move Kakra, so for Obanes of Kasembi, Babuakuma, now what's the son, Kakranka, and then they are best at your tea. And then they are best at your tea. Messiah, sorry, a Yaminan, sir.
Church is God's way.
Send you a Kuskube doctor, send your bass or better than me. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The next point that it shows you are with the Lord and that you are gathering with Him.
I feel so what? Sorry, Baba, and no trace. What can a radiohuna wouldn't know AD Juma?
Matthew 12:30. It shows that you are with the Lord and that you are gathering with Him.
Now, wouldn't know AD Juma?
Jesus is in the season, is the season of gathering.
Yes,
then said he to the man,
on.
Stretch forth thy hand. And he stretched forth it. And it was restored wholly, like us. Matthew 12:30. He that is not with me. Where is Jesus? He's in church.
Yes,
where he's here.
Sorry, Owaha.
So he said, he that is not with me is against me.
Oh, sorry,
whoever gets up a day and says, I won't go to church, I say it on the authority of the word of God that you are against Jesus.
Oh,
pastor, what have I done?
Do
you know why I didn't come to church? That brother, that sister has offended me. Because you offended me, I don't want to come to church.
But
Jesus said, because you did it to this little one, so you have done it to me. So if this brother is the reason why you are not coming to church, then Jesus is the reason why you are not coming. Okay, pastor.
Okay. I was busy.
When we come to church, we contribute our quota to Jesus. So to tell Jesus, my busy, me sorry. Who catch and say, yeah, me why was I made a boy man? Me dead. Because baby papa be what may be. Me. That's what you are telling the Lord. Hey, church is a mystery.
Sorry,
don't joke with it. Don't joke with it.
And fun, dear girl.
I'm from this town. Me, I'm from this town. At a point in my life, in this town, he will ask us. The Bible says that the Holy Ghost is the one who has given us these souls that Jesus has died for us to take care of them.
And Jesus Christ.
I did not have a drink of phone and conquer some of your mouth. So, show me some money. What do you have to do? It's Jesus who can't trust it. Se one man sorry, oh patch let's say baby ujina hono unina ho enti the gathering ministry now oh yeah ye brimu a friend mo abo anu no ye no, you are not part of it, because sometimes that one prayer or that one song that you will sing up here or you do that one dance that you will dance, because say across scripture union when as of as when any by force no crane by force any by force obi enforce so. We are the pen quench.
Hallelujah.
We are the pen quench. So don't stress your pastors. Don't stress your pastor. Don't stress people. Be that church member that Jesus will be happy about.
Yes, sir. Sorry, but now yes, we need to be true.
It is the apostolic order to continue daily, always. The next point, why must I come to church? I must come to church because it is the apostolic order. Acts 2, the verse number 42 to 47. And they continued, how many times? They continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers.
Now, won't you
fellowship, breaking of bread and in prayers. Then he said, and fear came upon every soul. Many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. The verse 44 said, and all that believed were together. They were where?
Together.
Oh, come on, talk to me. They were where?
Together.
They were together and had all things in common. They were not different. We say we are going here, we are all going. We say we are going for camp meeting, we are all going. We say we are dancing, we are all dancing. We are going for cell meeting, we are all going. They were together. We were all together.
Why are
you different? The last time I checked, every time somebody is about to fall and be destroyed by Satan, he separates him. Why are you different? Those people always think they know something we all don't know.
The whole church, he
is the only person that knows that the pastor doesn't care about everybody. If pastor cares, why hasn't he called?
Sister care. Jimmy,
brother care. Sister care. Oh, when was the last time you called your pastor? When was the last time you called your pastor that you want to teach him how to care?
That being a wolf, our phone friend was offer up a set. What children said was
all church.
I'm sorry,
everybody seated.
Oh, be out now.
We are all together.
Then you know, you can
you are the only one that sees that this alabaster box, eh? We could have sold it for the poor. You
are
the only
one. Now we
say, hey, Judas. No wonder you couldn't end with Jesus.
Judas, and young one said, we need Jesus to end to me.
Brother, be careful. Sister, be careful. The things that comes to your heart, anything that makes you dormant in church, ineffective in church, and what should take you away from the church is the working of Satan. No other way.
Nothing.
You can't say anything about it. You can't say anything. You can't convince me. No. Even in heaven, the Bible says that even Satan likes to go into church. What kind of person are you?
Bro, some nanka sacral or pastoral call. No.
Double.
What's up for?
Oh, but my brother said to me, if you don't look out, sorry. Why?
The devil deceived you to sit in the house, but your brother came to church.
Satan is in church and he has told you to stay home and you are in the house.
Oh, bro, some about showing what catch or setting.
Giving you
in our
table. They say 101 why you must not be in church. Come
on, he's saying, Tia, who robbed a brand new quiet cell or bus.
Reason 101 why you must not be in church and you're also in the house. Can you imagine? He says that, and sold their possessions and goods and parted them to all men as every man had need. The next verse is that, and they continued daily, not once a week, not is it daily,
daily,
with one accord in the temple. They continued daily in the kitchen,
no,
in the stadium,
no,
at Kefet.
No.
No, the voice no is too small for the number here. I said the Bible said they continue daily. At UEFA Championship.
UEFA.
He continued daily where? At the temple. They continued daily with one accord in the temple. And breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart. You don't have to have a different heart. You don't have to look different. You are somewhere. You are
quite saying what down so what they are come across.
Always compare your pastor to another pastor.
We be now the suffer to two are suffer for from.
Suffer with your good pa.
This man of God is very good.
Oh. The Bible says that I God.
I
will give you pastors after my own heart. And now you are telling God, this pastor is better than the one you gave.
And if you walk out showing your coupon says so free or yes, send me the man.
Read the Bible.
You don't know the scripture.
You want to be spiritual pa. You behave very spiritual, brother. You make us feel like you are the one. Kya tongues fear. Kya tongues are yabo. Caterpillar tongues are yabo. If you hear, unim asori crowd, unim say, I was saying me bad sorry. Unim asori mpoba. Ye yam mumpai no a pocket no a. Watch your trouser. Tongues shutting him out. As you buy bumbu unim. Unim pose I was saying me bad sorry. Simple bad sorry. Unim. What a shock. You don't like my message, eh?
I love it.
No, it's like you don't like it.
I said, I
you love the message. Yeah. It's part of the church. It's part of the church. Praising God and having favor. Can you imagine? Praising God and having what? Favor with all people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. That word is a very serious matter. I pray that somebody here today will be one of the people that must be saved.
Amen. May
I'm not preaching normal. I know you know. I'm not preaching normal. But make us a better church. Scripture now that one. Make sure last part in the Yesu can. The Bible.
Church so Yesu can church.
Or and the Lord.
Or sin a errade.
I just say Yesu and cast the soul inside the Yako can sorry home. The Lord added daily to the church. Then the last part said that such as should be saved. So anybody that makes himself unadable is telling Jesus, you can't save me. You are making yourself unadable. So for me, I am remember. You are making yourself unadable. So you are making yourself or say such as should. Do you understand the English that you are saying? Such as should be saved. I don't know how you will say it in G. Such as so some people they have made themselves unsavable. Can you imagine? Your cell leader, your LLC head is on you, coming to follow you up, doing this and that. You are not coming, oh, you are making yourself unsavable.
Why you always say you are anything?
When your LLC leader came to you to tell you, brother, it is time for us to go to church, let us go. Oh, Charlie, maybe I'm not imagining. You know what you are doing? You are seeing your LLC leader. But the truth is that it is Jesus standing in front of you, trying to hold your hands. Can we go to church? And you are saying, and maybe I'm not ready. You are not making yourself savable. You are not making yourself savable. May the Lord have mercy on us.
Amen.
I say, may the Lord have mercy on us. From today. David said something. I was glad when my LLC leader said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. You know why David was glad? David was glad because he knew that whoever is standing in front of him telling him, let's go to church, it is Jesus. It is Jesus. So he has to make himself savable.
Me.
Poor mindedness. Why, brother? Why do you think like that? Who taught you how to think like that?
When a child crying, what say? What should you dream say?
We see that command suffer. You ready? Oh. Well, let me say suffer. I'm sorry, then. Suffer this. We did go for this. Can I hear
the? I'm sorry,
man. The truth is that when you come to church, eh, you will give offering.
If you are a Christian,
if you are. In Jerusalem, in Israel, all the tribes of Israel, all the tribes except the Levites, all the tribes, they give tithe, they give offerings. I mean, all the tribes give offering. The moment you are born again, you're Christian, you will give offering. You will give tithe. You will have mercy on the poor. You will give
tithe.
Christianity and giving is atari atar.
So we have Christianity and kuwa there was a woman.
And it is not the pastor that chops your money. The pastor chops some because they use some to pay the pastor.
Now we are
human. He said, "Oh, quite a way me buffu, me buffu." I saw this guy never to bank. He never did a car. Oh, we are human. Oh, yeah. Oh, we are in the parliament house.
That's what happened. Whether you like it or not, that will be the stuff. Look, this church, listen, this church. Hebrews 3, verse 13. I want to finish. The time is gone, but I don't want to finish. I don't want to come back to this message again. I want to move on. He says that, but exhort one another daily. The next point I want you to know is that when we come to church, we exhort each other. When we come together, some of you come with a psalm. Somebody come with a hymn. Somebody come with a testimony. Somebody come with spiritual songs. That's what about. We edify ourselves. We help ourselves. But exhort one another daily. While it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. So you realize that people who don't come to church regularly, normally they are the ones that cause a lot of problems in the church. They don't listen to pastors. They look different. They know things that people don't know. I don't know how they get to know those things. I don't know how. Because you want to feel relevant. You are not here when we're preaching the loss of the soul. You are not here. So you don't have. When you meet your fellow Christian brother, you don't have anything to share. So you now look for things which are irrelevant. That's why you are becoming what you are. Christianity is a very simple thing to do. It's loving Jesus. Christianity is not about practicing religion. It's about loving Jesus and exhibiting the life of God. As simple as that. Since I got born again, my pastor has never visited me in my house. From 1994. It was last week I realized that it is 30 years after I got born again. 30 years. Before I used to, What by 1 week? 1 week. What's your message to wake up? My boss, sorry, bye. I drum, sorry, bye. My year usher, my year sound engineer, my ball guy, my year prayer warrior, my year protocol, my shuffle, much.
It was suffering from a form of Bible echo.
We still there. One day Jesus looked at Peter's face and said, "You devil."
Peter, him not say bro. Sam.
Peter looked at Jesus and said, "I no go ball. I no go. You call me devil self. I no go ball. I dey here. I dey here."
Me boom foot down. That's so hard.
Or darling, who no go say Peter? Obi eko usu kobi. I say I no go go. I dey plus you. It be you where you get the word of life. I dey plus you.
Now what?
Look at somebody. Tell the person, "I dey here."
I dey.
Push the person. Tell the person, brother. You for day. You for day here. That's the spirit. Oh, come on. Put your hands together for Jesus. Put your hands together for Jesus. Glory. There is a special blessing that comes upon people that gather together in unity. Psalm 133 verse 1. He said, look at how good and pleasant it is. It is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Dwelling together in unity. The verse number 2 says something. It is like the precious ointment upon the head of, upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirt of his garment. Then the verse number 3 says, as the dew of Hermon and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. There is a dew that always descends. When the Bible talks about Zion, it's talking about church. The Bible says that there is a dew that descends upon Mount Zion when we gather.
Therefore,
there in the church at that place,
Say,
the Lord shall command Blessing. The word death means that there's a definite article. Definite article means that that blessing, you cannot get it in the kitchen. You cannot get it at the pub. You cannot get it at the stadium. You cannot get it in your room. Sunday morning, you are in your house. The TV is in front of you.
And a TV.
That is not Zion. That is not Zion.
And yes, Zion.
Mount Zion is the church.
Mount Zion, yeah, sorry, no.
He said, those that gather and meet together in unity at the place.
Oh, see,
God command a specific blessing.
Giving
life for people that come to church, they don't die early.
And for one qua, sorry, no one won't tell.
When we got born again,
I
had friends. All the friends of mine at a point gave their life to Jesus.
There is
only one of them who never gave his life to Jesus. He was called Yawintim. And he's the only one that is dead by now. All of us, we are still alive. Because we are in church. Can you look at somebody's face? Look at somebody. On your right, look at somebody on your right.
Should be or what we need for.
Tell the person, stay around.
Can
you look at the one on your left? Tell the person, come on, stay around. There is a specific blessing that is commanded once we are met here. And I pray that you will receive that blessing. I pray that you receive that blessing this morning.
Amen.
I declare that you receive that blessing this morning.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
May the blessing that is commanded for us this morning, for the reason why we have met, may that blessing be released upon you.
Amen.
Will you shout a better amen?
Amen.
Church, shout a better amen.
Amen.
May you not miss your appointed time.
In Jesus' name.
May the dew of Hammon be upon you.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Are you saying amen?
Amen.
I want to hear you. Come on, I want to hear you. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Hallelujah. Glory. Lift your two hands wherever you are. Lift your two hands wherever you are. Thank you. It's a good thing to be in church. It's a blessing to be in church. You say he commands his blessing. He commands his blessing. Some of you, because of that blessing this morning, that thing you have been looking for the whole week, it will come to you this week. May that open door be open unto you. In the name of Jesus,
amen.
I declare and decree, upon Mount Zion, there shall be deliverance.
Amen.
May there be deliverance and releases for your soul.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus,
amen.
May you not miss your appointed time.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed the podcast, you can subscribe, you can share with your friends, take a screenshot and share it on your social stories and tag us at KMC Worldwide. For more information, visit kmcworldwide.org. Thanks again for listening. God bless you.